Welcome to Bedknobs and Broomflicks, the podcast that talks about witches, man-witches, warlocks, sorcerers, and other magic practitioners in movies, television, comic books, books, and just about everything. And just to let you know, this show will include spoilers. You have been warned, but when does it not include spoilers? My name, to be fair, my name is Jane, and I do not have an Italian name, but I watch this in Italian.
My name is Linda, but as usual, you can call me the cheese, or this week I'm a festive Yuletime cheese.
So we dug into finding a movie that would relate to Christmas time and witches, and we discovered The Legend of the Christmas Witch, which you can watch if you have Amazon Prime for free through IMDb TV. So there's ads, which was always fun to watch when midway through it would break into an ad and be like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, ad. This is that.
I think it's Arm & Hammer slide kitty litter.
I got that. I got Arm & Hammer slide. I didn't get any weird ones. I can't remember what we were watching where, it was Simon King of the Witches, where like I would get like random weird ass ads. I started to think, like, I was like, what algorithm do they think I have right now?
I gotta tell you the best timed one later, but we'll do that later.
Okay, it's all good.
I don't want to start us off by getting us on a tangent. Sorry. I'll rein myself in.
Anyways, The Legend of the Christmas Witch is, I don't remember how many of you remember when we were talking about witches in history. I covered La Befana, who is the Christmas witch, who, depending on which version you follow, she is an Italian witch who on January 6th goes and delivers treats and goodies to good children and obviously rains terror upon the bad children.
And Jane got me a La Befana, I think it's for Christmas. Was it last Christmas or the one before?
I legitimately can't remember. I do remember I found you one and it was really adorable. I'm like, that's the gift.
I can't promise right this. Here.
Like, I can't remember.
What's that?
I was going to say, I can't promise you that this year's gift's going to be as cool.
I'm
just going to let you know. I got it at Disney, but.
But yeah, no, I literally have it like sitting right in front of me. She's always sitting under my main monitor. And I was telling Carlo, my husband, about the the movie we're watching. And I got the little La Befana and I was like, it's about the me. Have you been a good boy, Carlo?
That's right, everybody. It's still okay to make fun of Italians.
It is. He just looked at me like he gave me that sad look of like, it's too late to divorce her, isn't it?
I married her.
I'm in too deep. That's so true.
Well, I was gonna say, because we both watched the same but two very different movies, it sounds like, because I decided it's made in Italy. And so made in Italian. So I decided to watch it in Italian with subtitles because I don't speak a lick of Italian. I can maybe pick up on a couple words that are similar to French, but I also barely speak French. So that's,
it is Latin based. So there are some things that you can sort of
piece together.
Yeah. Sort of glean together,
but not really. Let's be fair.
Not really.
And Linda, how'd you watch this?
Well, Jane had the awesome idea, and I'm not being facetious. I really think this was a great idea, that you would watch the dubbed version. I can't talk.
I'd watch the subbed version.
Well, I would watch the dubbed, and I really am happy that we did that, because I think you're right. I think we saw two different movies.
Yeah, because I honestly walked away from this movie feeling like, well, that was a charming family movie. And your text to me last night after finishing it was, oh my God. Ugh. I was like, wow, I think we're gonna have a lot to talk about.
I think it was, what the fucking fuck are you making me watch this?
Well, that was your first text to me. I hadn't started watching it. So I was expecting like a train wreck. And here's how I kind of figured that you were watching some sort of train wreck when I started watching it. Because here's the thing. It's not subtitled per se. It's closed captioning of English. Oh. So I got to read what you listened to. And I know this because when I first turned it on and I had closed captioning in English, what I thought was going to be subtitles, translation of the Italian language, suddenly this narration appears down at the bottom, but all I'm hearing is music. And I'm like, is the sound not working? Is there like a subtle like voice that is going to start growing louder? And I don't understand where the heck it's coming from, but it keeps saying, it's like, it starts out going like, there's this legend of this person, blah, blah. It's basically looks like a narration read. So I switch over into English and I realize that what they have done is in English, they have added this beginning narration that is not in the beginning narration of the Italian version. So I'm getting to read exactly what you got to hear in the dubbed. So I get to hear all the Italian voices speaking.
That is funny because I actually had a note about that part.
Yeah, there is no beginning. I'm assuming it's supposed to be Santa Claus talking, but there is no narrator explaining the Christmas witch. It's just music and the opening scene of all the credits and like her kind of like appearance. That's it. There's nobody's talking. So I'm reading this closed captioning.
I'm making assumptions, but I think it's because, you know, Italian speakers are probably generally going to know more about it than about lava fauna than we are in America.
I can understand that to an extent, but there's a lot of, and I'm going to talk about some of the I have like most of my notes are about the weird ass closed captioning that I saw because some of it gets really weird. But
most of mine are about the shitty voice acting.
I did later on read some of the reviews, and a lot of people were saying they hate the dub. But then there was one review. I think it was like an Amazon 4 out of 5 stars that she's an Italian teacher in high school. And they actually, she gave a little bit of insight. She said that she uses this movie, they watch it in Italian, and they also watch it with the closed caption on. And they actually talk about what the translation got horribly wrong. And I almost, if we had time, I really wanted to send her a message and be, can you tell me how bad the closed captioning is? Because I pretty much, I think I've got the story, but there are some things where I know that what they translated was not the translation. It was just what they dubbed over as closed captioning. It reminds me of when anime was just coming over here and most of it was being dubbed. Not a lot of people bought the subtitled version. Yeah. They would change the names of Japanese food to match an English thing. Really? So like a rice ball, like a little rice ball that was being held in seaweed, the onigiri. Somebody called it a ding dong once. I was like, what the fuck, man? No. So it's, and this is a movie made in 2018. So I understand that people from America don't understand who the Christmas witch is, but I also kind of don't accept that because if this is how it's going to happen, you're kind of losing some of that cultural you're losing some of the magic of this movie. Because, yeah, I turned it on for a brief second into English to figure out there was somebody talking. Because, it took me a few seconds to figure it out. I was like, oh, my God. Like, they added in a bunch of stuff that I was like, I immediately realized why you had said what. Well, I think your first reaction was, what the fuck are you making me watch? And I said, making you is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
It was well, it's weird because like the second viewing I felt was like more charming. But
did you watch in Italian also? Or no. Did you rewatch in dub? Oh, no, we'll watch back and watch in Italian. It's okay.
I wanted to be surprised when we were talking about it. Because I wanted to hear about it from you first. But yeah, I have questions.
I'll try to answer them because I know that there's things that they mess up. Like when she starts singing, like they translate as like she's singing fa la 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 la. And it's like, I know she's not singing that. Like I don't speak Italian, but I know they're not singing that.
Oh, they did like in the American version or the English dubbed.
Yeah. But it's translating because down at the bottom is fa la la. I'm like that's the dubbed version. That's they're not translating what she's singing. Though my favorite, I will admit, my favorite closed captioning, I don't know what it sounded like in English, but my favorite closed captioning was when the kids are on their bikes, and I guess it's they're singing a song, and the closed captioning just says, I don't know what they sang. I have no idea because it didn't translate the singing. The closed captioning, the only thing closed captioning said was singing in a foreign language, and I wrote down singing in a foreign language. Question mark, you mean like Italian?
Yes, I listen to just about everything with closed captions because I have, as I've shared before, I have ADD, and it's easier for me to focus and to retain information if I read it rather than hearing it. And they said the same thing in that too. Singing in a foreign language. But okay, that brings me to one of my biggest points. okay, think what you will about the movie. You love it, you hate it, you're okay with it, you think it's fucking shit. I don't care. The music is banging, y'all. It is banging.
I know what you're talking about.
Let me play. I've got a clip of it. Let me just play it, and you can see what I'm talking about.
I'm going to be worried. Is this the clip in English or is this the clip in Italian?
It's in English, but it's the foreign singing or singing in foreign language. But okay. Here. And it's not Mr. Johnny, no.
Oh, okay, because Mr. Johnny's on. I hope you got to play that in Italian, okay?
Oh, all right, here we go.
I have to admit, I was kind of rocking out to that.
Right? Like, yeah. Yes. I'm just sitting here playing it like, and I made Carla listen to it, and like all day, both of us have been like,
we don't know what they're saying. We don't know what they're saying.
But I freaking love it. Love it. And there's like a song that plays in the end credits that's pretty banging too. So,
No. Well, maybe we should actually kind of describe the movie just a smidge. It's because I just realized we kind of talked about the really lovely closed captioning and translations. Because the story is pretty basic. I actually later on said, oh, this is like Goonies, like an updated
that's
version
exactly
of Goonies.
Exactly what I thought. Exactly yeah. what I thought.
You know, it's like I said, it's a very good family-friendly movie with a couple of parts in there where I was hoping for a swift kick in the nads for one of the characters a handful of times, but I digress.
Well, and I hate to say it, but also like just like in Goonies, they have the Asian character who's like,
thank you,
Data or whatever. I think that was
yes, Data. I think his name was Data in Goonies. Yeah,
yeah, and like because he was the one who would who could invent things, and he was always inventing. and
the exact same thing in this.
Yeah.
That was actually one of my notes. It's like, Asian kid up
there. I was just like, But yeah, sorry. If you want to summarize the film.
Oh, no. I mean, because the story is pretty simplistic. La Bufana is, during the day, she is a attractive young woman who's a school like a elementary school teacher in this little Italian town. And at midnight, she turns into the Christmas witch. And on January 6th, she goes and delivers toys. And one year, because of an incident with a dog in one of the houses she stopped at, she loses the name of her last kid to deliver to.
She has this like kid, a Rolodex.
Yeah, she, a really fast-acting Rolodex.
Yeah, of kids and their address and I think their presence.
Yeah, and what they want and everything. And she kind of delivers it, but she delivers it too late and the kid's parents are like gaining a divorce and everything.
Because it sounds like the father, at least in the English dub version, it sounded like the father's cheating on the mom.
I have no idea what's going on. What I got, at least from the translation, quote unquote, is that one of them was supposed to get presents and they failed and they didn't fill the stocking and stuff. Yeah,
the father was supposed to stock stuff the stockings, but she said something about like how you were just too busy with your woman. Like, oh my, what's happening here?
Yeah, but this kid, of course, blames La Bufana and stuff and takes it up to an 11 in the Italian version on his anger.
And a bunch of terrible shit happens to him after that. And
His mom dies and he goes and lives.
His mom dies. Or no, his parents get divorced and then his mom dies and he blames it all on La Bufana. Like,
oh, yeah. No, this is like I wrote down. I'm assuming this kid is our syndrome, like from Incredibles. Yes. It's like one failed adventure and he's just like, I am going to destroy this person.
Yes. Damn, I think that kid needed a therapist to talk to. Like, he needed some talk space.
Oh, yeah. No, this kid needed some help. I mean, it's like I even wrote down later on, he's yelling at La Bufana, also known as Paola, that, it's your fault. I'm like, dude, your parents were toxic.
Yes.
They're not going to stay together.
Yeah, like, sorry, kid. They had problems before you.
And now grown adult, obviously, and toy maker. And his goal is to replace her with his own toys that he's making. And it looks like based off of like the amount of workers he has and everything else, he makes a decent amount of toys and money. So I'm like, dude, you kind of won.
And everybody knows who he is in the village. They're like, Mr. Johnny, the toy maker?
Yeah. I even wrote down like at one point because he's talking about like this toy that he's making of La Bufana as the witch, and it's supposed to have like a special powder in them that'll make them only think of his toys. I'm like, you could just make good toys. have you made a PS6, Xbox Y? I don't know. Nintendo with supply chain issues. I'm just throwing ideas out here,
about
dude.
The sub version, but in the dubbed version, he's saying like, they're gonna love me and they're gonna know I'm the best toy provider ever in the world. And then she says something like, except for Amazon, and he goes, except for Amazon. They're like, they give out so many toys. They're just the biggest toys.
Yeah, it's like 80% or something delivery of toys. Actually, I even had a joke about Jeff Bezos in here when I'm watching her like gather up all the toys and pack everything else. I'm just saying, like, God, don't show her to Jeff Bezos because he's gonna be like, well, that's how an employee should work. Because gosh,
I bet she's not part of a union.
Who needs a union when you got a La Bufana?
Like, I want that broomstick. I'm going to go.
Oh, I want that broomstick in general because that thing just flies around and hits people in the process.
May or may not have concussed or killed somebody near the beginning. Damn. But it just decides it's going to go out whenever it decides it's going to go out. And
exactly. Well, and of course, you've got the years later, and she gets to actually narrate her portion of her life. And it's showing her going throughout the years, and each kind of decade, her look has changed, her clothing is changing, but she's not. And, mm-hmm. you know, her biggest complaint is obviously like trying to teach to like these very uninterested kids. So she clearly loves the kids. And you see that right. with this group of kids that she stops from having a fight and everything. And it's really an adorable relationship. But I did have one question because I was like, does the school not take notice of the fact that she doesn't age, or she just
keeps... That's what I was thinking. Because
does she keep applying as a descendant of So-So?
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh. She stays in the village, and it doesn't seem to be a very big one. And I'm like, how is nobody noticing this? Like, does nobody have like a parent that grew up in the village going, oh, you know, I had a teacher, Miss Paola. She looked exactly the same goddamn way. Come to think of it, she never had any family. You
know? Like, those Botox treatments she talks about yeah. really do an amazing thing. Huh. And she never seems to slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you find out she's been doing this for years. Like she became the Christmas witch in 1492 or something in the 1400s.
1500s.
Yeah, something. There's some year she got lost in the woods.
Actually,
yeah, she got lost in the woods and stumbled across a woman who, like, she was dying. Not the woman. Paula was dying.
Paula, yeah.
And she said, you know, she'll be saved if she becomes a Christmas witch. And so this is, you know, so she's taking it on as both, it feels like a curse, but at the same time, a love, because she does clearly care about the kids. And now we get to the kids, because obviously what happens is that La Bufana gets kidnapped by Mr. Johnny and the kids have to save her. And you've got, okay, so I know for a fact, based off the closed captioning, that the kids were given English names for the dubbed.
Yes, and I was going to bring that up too, but first that's a really stupid little trivia thing I looked up. In the beginning, when she's having a flashback to, I think it's her oldest flashback to being a school teacher, they show somebody with a dunce cap, and it says Asino on it. Uh-huh. And I looked it up, and it apparently that means donkey and or ass. And in Italy, the dunce cap was known as Orecchi d'Asino, which roughly translates to donkey's ears. I thought that was kind of a cute little thing.
So that's what she's, I remember you told me before we started recording, Linda was saying that she had looked up in particular, because I said, like, thank God I'm going to butcher the names. I already know this. But, and she's like, I only looked up one word. I'm like, what?
Orecchi d'Asino. Yes.
But so yeah,
now
they
I know how to say donkey's ears.
They changed all in the dub. They changed almost all. Ivan is still Ivan. I know that.
I have the names listed.
Oh, good. Because Sophia is Saviva, and for some reason Ricardo becomes Chris.
Yes, Ricardo becomes Chris.
Who's our main boy nerd artist protagonist? Who's crushing on Saviva?
I'm kind of surprised if they wanted to make it more American or English or whatever sounding. I'm surprised they didn't just go with like Ricky or something like that.
It just reminds me of kind of how they first treated Sailor Moon when they first dubbed it into English, and they changed almost all of the characters' names into English translation. And then later on, I think they kind of figured out, like, going like, no, we can keep their Japanese names. It's okay with like other Japanese animes. We can dub it and still keep their names. But it's like, it's sort of like this almost went backwards and going like, no, they're not going to be able to pronounce this. We got to give them like like the Asian kid is Jesse in the dub, but it's Giuseppe in Italian. So it's like, I don't get it.
Giuseppe, and Joseph, the boyfriend of Paola, is Giacomo.
Giacomo, yeah.
And it just seems so weird. And then another really weird change to me was the girl, Emilia, they just changed a letter.
An E to an A, yeah.
Yeah, and now she's Amelia.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Why bother at that point?
It was weird changes. And these kids, they all fit a stereotype. You know, you got Ricardo, the main male kid, who's kind of like that artist type who's crushing on Saviva. Saviva is the, you know, adorable, you know, like little girl. I say little because honestly, they're probably about like 11.
Yeah, which, I think so, yeah.
But you got the main female girl, and then you've got her ex-boyfriend, Ivan, who just... God, incel alert. Like, he's trying to get back together with her, and I'm like, at first of all, it's like, dude, you're 10.
Yeah,
he's like, you're like, my girlfriend. I'm like, dude, what again?
It says something like, you'll always be my girl. Just like, what the? Were you guys dating when you were 7? What is happening?
It's like, have you hit puberty yet? What the hell is happening?
Yes, and everybody's, I would love to know what it is in the subbed version, but in the dubbed version, he keeps calling people turd face.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is, because obviously they didn't translate it, they just, you know, gave it the dubbed English version. Mm. And I mean, the worst thing, Ivan is such a, like, really just swift kick in the nads, just cut off that bloodline just before it gets going, because...
He's a predator in the making.
Oh yeah. Well, he's filming Saviva undressing. And it's like, and then he like zooms down and her mom is in the shower. And it's like what the fuck, man? Like, just swift kick in the nads.
I'm sorry, Sophia. You'll always be my beloved, but your mom is so hot.
It's like, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, he ends up capturing La Befana on her broom after trying to, like, because La Befana's out. It's not quite Christmas, but her boyfriend, Jamako, convinced her to stay the night. And, of course, he fell asleep and she's turned into, the Christmas witch. She's like, I got to get the hell out of here because, you know, really cute and adorable during the day. Oldish crone at night.
Well, and I should say that, like, this kid was, he's on his camera filming.
Oh, and he's going to send it.
He's going to send it to his guy friends. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
things that honestly, like, never got addressed later. Because he ends up joining all the other kids on the quest to save Love Befana.
But he's, like, such a douchebag. Because he's, like, he's pushing the hero Ricardo... Chris, whatever, around. He's like pushing him down, and then he finds Chris / Ricardo's pocket knife.
The one that his deceased father. It was his deceased father's.
And Ricardo's then he says something like, "Well, he doesn't need it because your dad's dead."
It is the strangest taunt.
And says shit like, like, what would your dad think? Oh, right. He's dead. Like, what a little shit. Like, dude.
I mean, there are things that happen to Ivan throughout this thing, I'm going to say, that at least, like, are somewhat of a reckoning. But, man, yeah, it's just, somebody just. Should have just kicked him right in the nads.
Seriously.
Right in the fucking
I was
nads.
Waiting for Amelia / Amalia or Amelia to do it.
Oh, yeah, no. But instead, they end up getting together at the end. I'm like, that's not what should have happened. And he was even being like a racist turd to her because she's like one of the only like black kids in the entire village. He's like, go home to your country. She's like, I was born here.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Just the joke's on you because I was born here. I was thinking, oh, awesome. So he's also a Proud Boy.
Actually, that's the answer I wrote down. I was like, oh, incel alert.
Oh. Oh, boy.
But yeah, during his filming, he ends up capturing Le Bouffant on a broom. And of course, he sends it out to everybody. Now everybody's commenting. At one point, somebody says, I think her broom is creating chemical warfare or something. I'm like, oh my God, it's Italian Alex Jones.
Yes. And it's creating some sort of chemical that it's releasing into the air and like crop dust. And it's bad for the environment. And there's one woman who says she set feminism back way back from
but there almost doesn't seem to be like a point in this, because like it's not like anybody's like hunting her down and everything. The only ones who are hunting her down is Mr. Johnny, and yes. He and was already Santa, hunting her down to begin with.
Santa's watching the news and he's like, ha, she finally got caught.
Knew I couldn't trust her. It's like dude.
It's like, yeah, there's something going on between La Bafana and Santa. Like, they do not.
That's never addressed. I mean, I actually wrote down, so wait, is Santa real in this world too? So does he just take care of the other countries? And she has like her group of kids? Or I was trying to figure out, like, how does he relate?
Is apparently, excuse me, on, what did they say? 12 days, I think, after Christmas.
So, oh, yeah, because he does it. He does it December 25th. She does it January 6th. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. But it's almost the same stuff. But like, she does kind of start to talk about the beef in the beginning, where she says that he's basically he's a guy. He gets instead of a broomstick. I was gonna say broom flick. That's us. Instead of a broomstick, he gets to ride a sleigh that's pulled by reindeer.
A comfy sleigh.
Yes, he's a really comfy sleigh by one of the largest sodas. Yeah, she's a little bitter. She's a little salty.
I actually can't be like, you know, your complaints, a number of them are valid. I get it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like I said, she goes down the chimney and delivers presents. I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, we got for the narration in the beginning, we got a really, really bad voice actor, Santa.
We got nothing. We got lovely music is what we got.
I actually got a little clip, and this time I promise it's actually going to... Gonna be good. Let's see, no technical glitches this time.
Gifts and good cheer to boys and girls all over the world. So I guess she is here to stay.
So wow. I guess in that summation, she's all right.
What I have nailed hell? Boards together that were less wooden than that acting.
Well, wait till I play, because I've got one more clip, and that's of a different character that's coming up later. And he somehow ends up being worse. So
I didn't listen to any of the dubs, so I have no idea how these people sound. Like, all my commentary is about like some of the scenery, some of the like kind of misplot points. Like, again, I even deserved a lot worse than what he got, which, to be fair, darted in the leg by a sedative. Okay, I can appreciate some of that, but yeah, he still deserved a lot more. And I was going to, something else, because, you know, Ivan's chasing Ricardo after, you know, he catches Ricardo putting another little heart art on Saviva's bike. They're all on bikes, by the way, which I have to say, the roads in this town, oh, so well plowed. They, coming from Washington,
yes.
There's so much snow on the ground around them, but those roads are like, perfect. It's like, these kids can ride bikes on those roads, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yes.
Like, we get a dusting of snow, and it's like, well, there go all the bikes, rollerblades, scooters, and stuff for the next year and a half. So
yes, there's ice everywhere, and yeah, everybody's gonna be sliding.
I do like that when Ricardo comes by, because after he escapes Ivan, who falls into a pile of dog crap,
Which is supposed to be ironic because he keeps calling everybody else turd face.
I'm assuming that he's calling somebody, you know, like the other kids, like something related to fecal matter.
Dog shit or something.
I'm assuming. But, you know, Ricardo comes up on Paolo's during the day or La Befana's house and sees her get kidnapped. And I like the scene where, like, the kidnappers, first off, not even knows Ricardo. He's not well hidden. He's kind of really out in the open. But they kidnap her, shove her into the back. They take her broom, but they also take a rake. Which I'm just like...
Because the other one says, get the brooms, plural. Yes. And so he's like, oh, right, the brooms.
I mean, these are cartoonish villains. Yeah. Let's be very fair.
They're like cartoony, like, what do you call them, henchmen?
Oh, yeah. They don't even notice, like, him taking pictures of the car in the rearview mirror. Like, he's staying right behind them. He's taking photos and stuff. Yes. And it's like... And I like how, like, right afterwards, he tells his friends and they're like, we got to do something. I'm like, or call the police.
Right.
Talk to a responsible adult. Trust me, an adult will notice if their kid's teacher disappears.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah.
As a parent, we would know if our if the teachers disappeared because suddenly there's nobody teaching our children.
This would be such a shorter movie.
I know.
All the cops. Well, like, they don't fuck around there in Italy. From like what I've heard and what I've seen, they don't fuck around. So like, I just
sometimes they might fuck around, but I mean, depends on where they are. But
I mean, they ain't playing, man.
Oh yeah. Well, and. You know, so what's really funny afterwards is that, you know, like, because these kids are trying to make this plan, and then you're introduced to Mr. Johnny, you know, who was young Giovanni and grew up to be Mr. Johnny, and he has a song.
I kind of
and
love
I heard
him
it in Italian.
Myself.
Say again.
I kind of love him, but despite myself.
Oh, yeah. No, he is. I mean, if you want to talk about mustache twirling villain, he is. He's got a beard ass twirling villainous to him. I wrote down, holy shit, if Willy Wonka was a toy maker.
Yes. He has a beard that's braided like down to his pants. Like it's long. And later on, they show he has three beautiful women dressed in like sort of a plaid.
Gothic schoolgirl is what I wrote down. Yeah.
And corsets. Yeah. And they're just braiding his hair one at a time.
Yeah. I was like, I did not need the barely legal gothy schoolgirl. So I was like, we not do that. But yeah, he has a song. And what's really funny about the song, because I know now you know, because you watch the closed captioning. Was he singing his song, and when he stops, the CC just says, swanky instrumental music. And I burst into laughter.
I saw that. I was like, it swanky.
Yeah, swanky instrumental music during his song. In between his lyrics, it just cuts on in. The CC just says, swanky instrumental music.
So do you not hear any of the audio?
No, I mean, there are lyrics and I heard the audio. Like, it's just that was because I'm watching the closed caption because that's the only translation I'm getting. I also obviously get the, a description of the sounds that are going on when they're not singing.
Gotcha.
So I wrote down weird closed captioning stuff because of this.
Yeah, it's like, they have this weird sound that kind of occurs every now and then throughout the movie, and it's part of his song, and it's like bang bang bang. Kind of this weird thing, and it's like, what is even happening right now? It's like a weird distorted like guitar string strum, but it's so bizarre. I don't know, it's hard to describe it. I bet my brother would probably do a better job.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that they called it swanky. I was like, well, that's a word you could use. Oh, and you also, we should probably mention that Paula's boyfriend. Because he proposed to her, and she's like, yeah, he's perfect, but I'm kind of immortal, and how do you explain this? And it's like, I get you. I get you, girl.
She doesn't really, like, she doesn't go into detail, but it is, like, it is kind of implied that, like, it's going to be hard, because she's, like, first of all, she has to explain that to him, like, why she's not getting older, but also he's going to die.
Yeah, and she's... Yeah, but he loves her. You know, he wants to marry her. You also learn kind of that she hates fire. So, which, you know, fire, you have to have some.
Sorry.
I mean, honestly, like, there's just a whole bunch of, like, little comedy moments that happen throughout here. Like, the Christmas witch is really into grammar. Like, when he's trying to interrogate her, when he's just, and she's like, you use this word, not this word. Please remember your lessons. It's like, God.
Yeah, it's kind of fantastic. Because, like, I felt kind of like that before sometimes. God, I'm such an asshole. I shouldn't even be admitting this, but, like, sometimes, like, Carla will say that he slept good, and I'm like, slept well. I'm just like, Linda, stop being an asshole. Stop being a douchebag. Nobody likes that person. Stop.
I'm just imagining how you can make it worse.
What's that?
I was just imagining how you can make it worse. It's like going like, no, you should say, Linda, you should please stop.
But with sorry, I just got a visual of us in the, like, the Life of Brian where
oh, he's courageous. Now write it 50 times.
Yes. But no, like, I mean, to
conjugate her, the verb.
Conjugate the verb. But to her defense, she is a teacher. So, I mean, and she's been a teacher for centuries, apparently. So,
yeah,
I mean, I get it.
She was there when they allowed her to start teaching girls, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. Well, she did talk about the invention of school.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, he, okay, now this is one question I had. Okay, so he's trying to propose, and, well, he does propose, and then she's like, and, like, she doesn't want to answer, and then all of a sudden the turkey is burning. So she's a witch. Do you think she made the turkey burn?
My assumption is it's that. You know,
because then, like, why didn't she use something like that? I don't know.
Although she does kind of indicate that he's kind of a bad cook. So, you know, like earlier, she's sort of like, oh,
that's
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he could have also just messed it up.
He did say something like, I'm cooking, to make it special, I'm cooking dinner for you. And she's like, oh, another reason to stay home.
Yeah. So he may have actually just messed it up.
That's true. Okay. Okay. Because I watched it a couple times and I still don't get it. So.
I mean, I have a question as to how do the kids have access to license records? Because it's like, oh, we figured out who owns the car. It's this person. I'm like, dude, at least in this state, I know you have to have, like, special, like, privileges to access people's, like, license plate records. And he's like, this car belongs to Mr. John. He's like,
okay, so that's okay. That's one thing. Giuseppe. / Jesse apparently is a hacker as well, and was able to find that the license.
Call the Asian kids. That's really all you need. Just have an Asian kid,
right? But I really have I have an issue with the character besides all that, but
I have a couple of issues with some of the characters besides that. I mean, the reason why I said it's so Goonies-esque is because I'm like, wow, it's like they kind of forgot that some of those characters had really bad stereotypes too.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay, so the kids, they decide that they're going to get, as Jane said, not going to call the cops. Instead, they are going to get on their bikes. And, oh, that's right. Ricardo / Chris calls them there to Paola's house. And they find out, they find her secret den lair, whatever. And they find out, she's La Bufana. And they decide to go after Mr. Johnny and save her themselves for no apparent reason. They didn't bother.
They like their teacher. I mean, I could say they like their teacher.
Yeah, well, no, I get that. But I mean, like, there's no given reason for, hey, why don't we get professionals on this? Or at the very least, like, you know, maybe one of us has an older sibling that can drive us.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things where they kind of missed the point where, like, at least in some of the other, like, movies where, like, kids gone to these adventures, mm-hmm. It's either an immediate incident that occurred. You know, you've got mm-hmm. the Goonies where, like, they kind of just stumble into this thing and they can't run back and tell their parents. Or you've got, say, in Labyrinth where it happens in the middle of the night and she's mm-hmm. all alone. So it's like there's little things that kind of push it so that calling the authorities makes absolutely jack sense. Whereas this one, it's like they had time to plan.
Like, you have to set it up so that, like, they try to tell the authorities and they're like, yeah, the Christmas witch. Cool, kid.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, they don't believe them, but at least do something.
Yeah, they do leave that hanging. And yeah, I like the fact that they do take their bikes out into the snow, and it's like, God, just yeah. These kids' calves are strong as shit. That's all.
Yeah.
I also appreciate that while they are out there in the mountains trying to get there, they come across this hill and they decide that they might have to go around the mountain. And Saviva's telling Ivan, who's being like a little tough badass, going like, well, why don't you do it? And she's going like, well, why don't you do it? And I'm like, she's trying to get her ex killed. Yeah. I approved at this point. What's really funny is, like, I'm looking at that hill and I'm like, you could just glissade down the hill. Just like,
do you have a life insurance policy on this kid?
Savio clearly did before they broke up. But yeah, I'm just like, no, you sit down on your butt and you glissade down. It's a very common practice in the snow. It's really easy. And you can, like, but they all go down.
Sorry.
I was going to say, but they all go down their bikes and break a couple. And of course, Ricardo's the one who goes down first. And everybody's
Ivan kind of makes him where he's like, he's too scared to do it himself. So he obviously, like, instantly turns on him, on Chris Ricardo, and is like, look, he's already pooping his pants and he wouldn't do it.
Again, swift kick in the nads, or just take care of that family line.
And I think there was another line about his dad being dead.
Oh yeah. No, it was all about his dad being dead. It's like, God.
Like, what the hell, dude? But yeah.
Yeah. But they get to the bottom. They come across because, you know, the Asian kid's a bloody genius hacker, MacGyver is what I put down. He mm-hmm. builds he somehow has all the supplies to rope the bikes together and create a traveling sail bike transport that only requires the working bikes that they have. Yeah. It's like, yes, he's like, I think I can get us moving. It's like, oh, you could walk at this point. I mean, right? The amount of time you just spent building this thing, you probably could have been there by now.
Hours to build that thing. And
like, where they got the sheet, the leather they tanned in order to create that, I don't know.
And then, like, they cut the lumber that they need for it with Chris / Ricardo's dad's pocket knife.
Yeah, and this isn't like a badass, like, camping knife. This is like, you know, your basic Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Like, has extra feature. It clearly has a wine cork opener, but still, it's not like there's like a really, really sharp ass, like, you know, knife in there.
And they're like cutting branches that are like, what, like 4 inches in diameter at least? 4 or 5 inches? And I'm like, no.
No, I mean, last week, little side thing, I've been trying to, we don't have an axe, and I was trying to like saw some branches off of this fallen limb to try to fit into our yard waste bin. I gave up after breaking off one branch because it's a pain in the ass, and I have a really powerful saw. And I'm like, nope, I just got to get an axe. I just got to go and bite the bullet, get an axe, because it's a good thing to have around so I can cut down. But it's like, that was a, you know, that was, again, it was a thick ass, you know, branch, and it was a traditional saw. And I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, no way in hell these kids are doing that with a pocket knife.
I'm like, okay, like, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that he's been sharpening it. And keeping it really sharp.
The benefit of the doubt is like, yes, you can sharpen it so that it can insert itself into flesh easier, but not through that thick of wood.
If you are going, I mean, is it impossible to cut like a 4 or 5 inch diameter branch? Maybe not, but it would go dull in the process, and it would take hours.
Yeah, it's the time frame that I'm thinking of. Right,
yeah,
now.
There's no fucking way that they're like, it's daylight there. It's I think they imply that it's the morning.
Yeah,
unless that was
also all getting hungry. They've packed snacks. I mean, that was actually kind of the stupid thing in the very beginning. They're just like, we gotta go save her, and one of the kids is of course like the stereotypical fat kids, like, but my mom makes the best pasta. It's like, dude.
Yes, he's like, it's my mom's pasta night. And then later, there's some, they don't get attacked, but like surrounded, I guess, by a pack
by
of
wolves. Yeah.
And it's clear that they want his sandwich. And
he won't give it up.
He won't give it up. He's like, but it's got my favorite type of cheese in it. Like, they're gonna eat us. They're gonna kill us. Give him the sandwich. He's like, no.
Yeah, trust me, that kid is like one step away from doing the truffle shuffle. Okay.
Yes, totally.
Like, again, this is loaded with like the Goonies type stereotypes. It's there. It's we can't escape from that. But of course, the Captain Serial Killer comes and saves them.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't trust him to begin with. Like, I was like, well, he looks like he could have played Rasputin in the local play about the czars. Yes.
Well, and that's another funny thing is, okay, so apparently his name is Igor or Igor.
Igor.
Pronounced Igor.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing. It was pronounced Igor. They told me it was Igor. Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
But he is the fucking worst. I used to work at a, I'm not going to say who, but a company that would make... games, and our demographic was mostly older women. We made a lot of like the what do you call
mobile
it?
App games or something, or those fast play games you can play on Facebook.
But I mean, we had a couple of those, but most of our games, like, I think, well, we actually just started getting into those by the time I left, really. But
casual. Would be maybe the best
casual games.
Casual.
Mm-hmm. And all of our, what we called premium games, were made in foreign places, usually Russia or, I think we had, that's going to bother me. It doesn't matter. They were usually in Russia or around Russia, and it was, in my opinion, mostly because their copyright laws aren't the same. That's another topic, but, the thing is, they had the worst, some of the worst voice actors in the world. And this guy totally reminded me of that.
Again, I watched it in Italian. The guy did fine in acting. Like he's a monster. He slept way too soundly for somebody who he assumed just murdered children.
No, this guy, he's like straight out of one of our cheap ass games. Let me play a clip. 1 second.
There's a big storm coming. I've got a fire going and some hot dogs cooking back in my place. You can follow me.
I almost want to play that for my husband right now because I feel like we both could place the voice actor
right
in some video game we play because it sounds so like it sounds like something like out of like a one-off Red Dead Redemption or something or like I it just made me think cowboy. I don't
know. Yes, yeah, like I
or like first generation, like when they started doing voice acting in like GTA or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally.
God, wow, that was you suffered. Like I'm just like I watched this like yeah, I'll suspend disbelief for all these weird things I'm mentioning because it's a family children's movie, but it's cute and it's charming and I like the actress and she's adorable and you know like they're all kind of adorable and it's just.
But then we have this guy.
Yeah. In a world. That's what I'm thinking of.
And no, it's not hot dogs they're eating. They're eating sausages of some sort.
Oh, yeah. But I assumed that was a translation thing as well. Because I read hot dogs and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, it's okay.
You gonna have a barbecue? What's happening?
I wrote down, I think this guy's going to eat them. Like, I didn't even think he worked for Mr. Johnny. Like, later on, you found that he's worked for Mr. Johnny. Yes. But I was like, I just assume he's going to eat these kids. Like,
right? Because, I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, not, like, big as in fat, but he's, like, big as in, like, he could probably eat one of those kids.
And that's why his voice is all gruff. It's all those bones scratching his throat.
Yeah, it's and there's some weird. So, another. I don't know if you caught this when you were reading the closed captioning on top of listening to the dub, because again, because of the way I'm reading this, closed captioning fail at one point. I don't know what the I don't remember what the context was, but they wrote down something like grab my waist or something. But they wrote down WASTE. I was like, what?
Grab my shit, will you?
I wrote down waste, WAIST, not waste.
Excellent. Well, that leads me to a question that I had for you. And in fact, in my notes, it's in bold capital letters in red. Ask Jane if there was cursing in the subtitled version.
Well, yes, because I'm listening to whatever the dubbed, I mean, well, whatever was in the dubbed version. That's what I'm reading. I'm reading what you heard in the dubbed. So if there was cursing, I have no idea what the cursing was.
Nah, because there were. What made me ask is somebody on, I think it was IMDb, read a review or wrote a review saying, like, wondering who the audience was because it seems like a children's movie, but they said something like, blah, 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 blah. Mostly it is a children's movie if it weren't for all the curse words in it. So who it was it like, oh, was it blah, blah, blah. It can be considered a children's movie, but I wouldn't let my children see it if the characters say all those curses. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, I have no idea. I did read somebody saying that this movie was anti-Christ. So I was like, whatever, dude. There was an Amazon review that said this movie is anti-Christian. I'm like,
of course.
Whatever you need.
Hey, buddy.
I give up.
Hey, Broomers.
So sorry, but once again, Jane and I had just so much to say about this movie. So, of course, we cut this into a two-parter. And not to worry, we're going to have the second part of this episode out at the same time as we're releasing this one, obviously. We're not going to make you wait. So, yeah. Yay! Instant satisfaction. In the next one, you definitely ought to stay tuned because I go into the director's background. There's some pretty interesting stuff about him. It's Michel Soavi, or one of his stage names is Michael Soavi. Anyway, he's known for horror, so it's pretty interesting. Stay tuned and listen to that one. Until then, what's that got to do with my nub?